The book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 7. The book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 7. You're going to have to get me up a little bit, brother.
1, 2.
2 Chronicles, not that much. This is a great chapter in the Bible, and I'm going to read this one verse. Now, y'all got to quit talking now. Look at me. We ain't opening gifts yet. All right, thank you. 2 Chronicles 7. The Bible said in verse 1, when Solomon had made an end of what? Praying. When Solomon had made an end of what? Praying. The fire came down from heaven. There's only one way to get the fire to come down from heaven, is praying. And consume the burnt offering and the sacrifice, and the glory of the Lord fill the house. I'm going to talk just a minute. Hold your place there. I'm going to read verse 14. About how every one of us need to... Everybody, please give me attention. Please. We can talk just a little bit. Now that the glory of the Lord is what we need in this church and every church needs. The glory of the Lord. I don't know if you realize it or not, but the devil hates our church. One of the reasons the devil hates our church is because of them bus kids on that board right over there. Everyone, the devil hates him. I don't mean this wrong, but he don't care about if there's a little church somewhere and 50 people over 50. And that don't mean they're not important, but the devil don't mess with them that much. You know why? They're not going to change for God, man, or devil. But he wants them kids. He hates them kids. And so he hates our church. He hates me. He hates you for coming here, and he's constantly going to fight us. I would not go to a church, so sorry, the devil didn't fight it. If the devil ain't fighting the church, it ain't doing nothing. If the devil ain't fighting you, you're not doing nothing. If the devil ain't fighting me, I'm not doing nothing. So some people just don't want to fight. They say, I just want it peaceful now, and all this, you know. So let's look at a verse here. The Lord laid on my heart today. If we want God to bless our church, it's very simple. Look at verse 14. Look at verse 14. This is me and every one of you. If my people, which are called by my name, shall do these three things or four. Humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, will heal their land. Let's talk about that just a minute tonight. It's real simple. I've had people ask me, said, Danny, what's the secret of having a great church? It's plain as day. All we got to do is humble ourselves, pray, seek His face, and quit sinning. Boy, that's a heady thing. I had a mouthful of that, wasn't it? That's a lot of salt. That's a big mouthful. Now, the truth is tonight, God wants to bless our church. He wants to bless your family. He wants to bless me, and He wants to bless you. But He'll only do it if we humble ourselves. Let's talk about that for a minute. Just humbling ourselves. Now, I shouldn't have to say this here at Shining Light. But Lord have mercy, we have nothing. We don't need to go around like we're something special. We ain't. I think sometimes we think we are. The Lord has blessed our church, and we do have the largest bus ministry in Burke County, or Caldwell County, or Catawba County. I'm sure the largest bus ministry. Praise God for it. But we ain't got nothing special. We have no right at all to think, bless God, we're better than that church. We're better than them because we ain't. We need to humble ourselves. We need to get starting right here with me. I need to get down and say, God, I'm a low-down sinner. I tried to witness this boy a while ago. I don't know what he was, but he wasn't. He was from another country. And he was Hindu. That's what he said he was. And I started trying to witness to him. I said, here you go. I gave him a... No, I didn't have a track. That was somebody else I gave a track to. That was somebody over at the store, at Brandon's store. But anyway, this guy said, you know Jesus loves you? And he looked at me like, what? And I said, you know the Lord, Jesus, He loves you. He said, oh yeah, yeah. He said, I believe in all religions. I said, well, if you believe in all of them, something's wrong. Somebody's wrong, ain't they? And he said, what? Like all religions are right. I said, no, if they believe different things, they all can't be right. He said, oh, okay. And I started trying to witness to him. And you know what? I tried to talk to that boy, and it just like he just blew his mind. That I said, right there's the door. That's how I got in here. That's what Jesus is, the door. Ladies and gentlemen, we we're living in a day when people are messed up. And we're going to have to humble ourselves and realize we're no better than anybody else. We're no better than them terrorists. We're not. We're no better than Charles Manson. We should humble ourselves. And then notice what else it said. He said, pray. We're going to have to pray. We're going to have to pray. I can tell. We didn't do enough praying last week, and I'm talking about me right on now. You get busy and you say, Lord, bless the service, you know, and everything. Couldn't you tell the way them kids was acting Sunday morning? But, you know, God finally got in here. Man, we had some souls saved, and it was good Sunday morning. When that girl come walking down here to the altar right here, it started good then. Business was picking up. But, boy, it was a fight. It was a fight. You know, we meet down here and have prayer meeting on Saturday night, and we really get a hold of God, I can tell it the next morning. I can. You might not be able to, but I can tell. When I start preaching, I can feel somebody's helping me. The power of God's here. Amen. That's what we need. And we need the power of God. Power of God, we need to pray. There is no substitute for it. I know churches that have everything so organized, and we could use some of that. I know churches that have nice facilities, and we can use some of that. But I'm telling you, there ain't no substitute for praying the power of God down on a church. I called Miss Kerr the other day, and I told her, I said, please pray, please pray. I was going to preach down there in South Carolina, and she prayed, and we had three or four got saved that night. And I believe in that. I believe we got to humble ourselves and pray. Now, I'm going to ask every one of you, between now and Sunday, do some extra praying. Bus workers, do some praying. You that's going to be in the Christmas play, do some praying. From what I hear, we're going to need it. Amen? But the Lord will come to if we'll pray. I mean, you ain't been coming to practice stuff. It'll take a miracle. But I'm telling you, we need to pray. And then it said, seek my face. Wonder why it said pray and seek his face. What's the difference? Sometimes you're praying stuff, and other times you're just saying, God, I want to know you. God, I want to get close to you. God, it's not like asking for something. It's seeking him. Seeking him. Prayer ain't just asking for stuff. It ain't just gimme, 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 gimme. Sometimes it's just, Lord, I want to know you. I want to know, be close to you. I want to feel your power and feel your presence. And see, you ever pray like that? That's when it starts getting real and good. When you get all that other stuff confessed up and prayed out, and then you start seeking it. And then the last thing said, turn from your wicked ways. Turn from your wicked ways. Anything you're doing that's wrong. You listening? Anything you're doing that's wrong, turn away from it. Can you understand that? Is that plain enough to understand? If you're doing anything wrong, you want me to start naming off stuff? Are you doing stuff wrong? Then quit. You say, well, Brother Dan, nobody's perfect. I know that. You say, no matter how hard we try, I know that. We all fall and come short of the glory of God. There's a major difference. There's a major difference in me going down through here trying and trip and fall in the mud hole and getting up and wiping it off and keep going than just jumping in the mud hole wallering in it. There's a major difference. You know what I found out about sin? If you fall into it and the devil tricks you, if you'll jump up and say, God, forgive me, and keep on going, the Lord will help you. But if you waller in it, you're getting yourself into a mess. If you're wallering in sin, you're getting yourself in a mess. You're going to get yourself in a mess. You're going to be sorry. It never is worth what you pay for. It never, never is. The devil trick you. The devil trick you with, like the three things you got, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, brother. And all three of them are triplets. All three of them are triplets. Where you got one, the other two always show up. You can't do one of them things without the other two eventually. Eventually. Sooner or later. It may take a while, but either one of them, they all three, they're like triplets. And the devil's got you tricked, and you'll not want to pay the price that you're going to have to pay. Won't to. So he said, turn from our wicked ways. So I set myself down and say, all right, Lord, what am I doing wrong? I don't know about you. People say, well, I don't know if I'm doing anything wrong or not. You ain't, unless you're not saved. I'm telling you, it don't take me 2 seconds to figure out what I'm doing wrong. Man, I'm telling you, if you're saved, you know when you're doing wrong. Something in here just starts going crazy in here. You're thinking, ah, driving me nuts. I can't. If you don't have any conscience about it and it don't bother you at all, you've either seared your conscience or you're not saved at all. One of the two. But I'm telling you, I know a guy right now that's living in pretty bad sin. He's a preacher's kid and been raised in church all his life. And I'm afraid that boy's seared his conscience. I'm afraid he's, you can just sin and sin and sin and sin and sin and sin and sin. And he says, I don't care. I'm going to do it anyway. I don't care. I'm going to do it anyway. Until it don't bother you no more. Then God steps in and smacks you. That's when he smacks you. It's when it, when if you judge yourself, he'll mercy on you. I don't care if you fail 100 times today. Judge it. Don't justify it. Say, I'm wrong. I'm wrong. I run my mouth. I gossiped. I lied. I had pride. I had wickedness in me. Whatever. God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You say, I just get tired asking the Lord to forgive me over and over and over and over. Well, that's what he wants you to do. Just keep repenting. Keep repenting. Keep repenting. Keep repenting. Somebody said this. All men fall. The great ones get back up. Just like football. All men fall. The great ones get back up. And so, we need to turn from our wicked ways, okay? I'm going to take just a couple more minutes here, because I told you we're going to be out of here in about 2 or 3 minutes. So what we're going to do tonight, our church tonight, come on, Miss Desi, be getting us a song ready. What we're going to do is we're going to humble ourselves. We're going to say, Lord, I'm a sorry, good for nothing, low down, blankety blank that ought to be shot. That's right. Have that attitude. I ain't no good. I don't deserve none of your blessings. Here it is, Christmas time, and we don't deserve it. And Lord, we're going to pray. And we're going to help Brother Danny pray, and we're going to pray more between now and Sunday. We're going to pray more between now and Sunday. I want every one of you to agree with me. And then we're going to seek His face, and we're going to turn from our wicked ways. Fair enough? Listen to His promise. Then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin and heal the land. You want Him to straighten out your problems? You want Him to work in your family? You want? It's simple. Pray, turn from your wicked ways, and seek His face. All right? She's going to play. Everyone that can and will. Just join here in the altar. The men over here on my right.